Today's daf is Krito daf Kavav. I'm going to start at the fifth line. Amarav Tachli Faravuad Rav Huna Mishmei Derav. But we ended with him speaking at the bottom of yesterday's daf, where he said the whole right. Once we have this proof, if you remember, Micho Chatotechem Lifnei Hashem. So what does that mean? That it's Chataot that are before Hashem. Those are ones that Yom Kippurim is Mechaper, meaning sins that we don't know that we did. That's what Yom Kippurim comes to atone for. And then he says, well, from there you can learn that sins that we do know, Yom Kippurim is not Mechaper, and then we can ignore all those complicated proofs that Rav Dimi and Abaya tried to prove it for Psukim that weren't so clear-cut, and we had some issues with them. So, right, Lo Midi Rav Dimi, V'Lo Midi Abaya, but you can learn from here, the Chet She'en Makir Bo'al Makom, that Yom Kippurim Mechaper, U'minan, and from there you can derive Chet She'en Makir Bo'al Makom, right, but that's just repeating. Aval diyadabe lo mechaper. So now Rav Tachli Faravuad Rav Huna says again, Mishmei Derava, Chayavei Malkuyot Shavar Alem Yom Kippurim Chayav. Let's say your Chayav Malko came Yom Kippurim. Would Yom Kippurim atone for it? No, it wouldn't, right? Okay, well, isn't that obvious? Pshita, right? You still need to get your Malkot after Yom Kippur. But wouldn't that be obvious, especially based on what we said, right? That's not something that lo no dalo or something like that. So, Maishna Michaevei Chataot Vashamot. In other words, why should it be any different from the Chatat Nasham, the Ashamot Vadai, right, the Vadai cases? So, the Gemara explains, Salkadat Achamina, you might have thought, Hatam Mamonahu. The reason why you have to bring your Chatat Nasham after Yom Kippurim is because what? Well, your Chatat and Asham are not just, you always think of them as sin offerings, and it's for my own atonement purposes. But it's also got a financial obligation to the Mikdash. You're bringing something worth value to the Mikdash. So maybe because of that, Yom Kippurim doesn't cover your financial obligation. But hacha degufahu, but here, and because still the money needs to be brought to the Bein HaMikdash, but here, it's just whether you get lashes or not, that doesn't affect anybody else. It's not any kind of monetary obligation. And therefore, emalo, you might have thought, maybe Yom Kippurim could atone, and you wouldn't have to get them after Yom Kippur. Kamashvaman, that's why he has to tell you that you do still get the Malkot. Now they ask, Vaha Anantnam, but wait, doesn't it say in the Mishnah, okay, this is a Mishnah in Shvuot, Hoda, okay, now, without the beginning of it, but basically what this Mishnah is saying is, the Seir HaMishtaleach comes to atone for all of the following things. Hoda, things you know about, Velo Hoda, things you don't know about. Asay, velo tasay, positive commandments, negative commandments. So it sounds like Yom Kippurim is mechaper on things that you know about. So how could you say that you don't get malko, you still have to bring a chatan and asham? Doesn't it sound like it even is mechaper on things you know? Sounds pretty clear from the Mishnah. So, lo kasha. Hada atrube, hada lo atrube. They're really talking specifically about the malkot issue here, and what they're saying is, when you were warned before, if you remember, we learned these laws, that you only get punished if there was a warning. If two witnesses warned you and said, you know, if you're about to do this, you're going to get punished, and you say, yes, I know, I'm going to do it anyway. So when there were Eidim that warned you, and you're going to get punished by the Beitin, then of course you get punished by the Beitin. But in a case, and Yom Kippur isn't Mechaper, even though it says it's Mechaper on Hoda and Lohoda. And, oh, specifically, what's the issue here? It says, Aseh v'lotaseh. Lotaseh is Malko, right? Your classic Lotaseh you get lashes for. So here it says Yom Kippur is Mechaper on Lotaseh. So what things is it Mechaper on? Well, if there weren't Eidim that warned you, then what happens? Well, then you can't get punished. Now, you might say, oh, great, I don't get punished. On the other hand, you don't get atonement. Punishment is also, right? Punishment always has both aspects of it. It's rehabilitative. It helps you to atone. So now, what are you going to do then? If there were no witnesses and you don't get your lashes, so then Yom Kippurim comes in and atones for you. So the Mishnah in Shavuot, when it said, it's mechaper on the aseh v'lo taseh, it was referring to in a case where you weren't warned and you couldn't get the lashes, then it will atone for you. So now we're going to have a slew of five questions. You can see in the parentheses there's a siman for the five questions. You'll let it mitzora nezer sota be'egla. What we basically established right now is if Yom Kippurim is going to atone for any kind of suffix situation, right? Lack of knowledge. You didn't know. So Yom Kippurim is going to come and atone for that. Now, what's the issue? Well, the yoledet, the mitzora, the nezer, we keep going back to them. Those are all cases where what happens? We have a chatat, but it's not exactly on a chet, right? It's always this weird chatat. We always struggle with it. And what are we going to say? Well, if you have a safek yoledet, safek mitzora, safek all these cases we're going to see, when Yom HaKippurim comes, theoretically, based on what we learned, what should we say? Well, if it's something that's only lifnei Hashem, only God knows, and we don't know, well then, if you brought these for a safek, and then comes Yom HaKippurim, you didn't yet bring your korban, theoretically, you shouldn't have to bring your korban. However, in all these cases, Yom HaKippurim has no effect on the procedure. You still have to go ahead and bring the korban. So the Gemara is going to ask the following five questions, okay? One by one. Elamenata, safek yoledet shavar aleha Yom HaKippurim. So here you have a safek situation, right? We learned this already. She's not sure whether she had a miscarriage. She's not sure whether it's considered a leida or not. Comes Yom HaKippurim, lo tete, according to what we said, since she doesn't know and only God knows. So, theoretically, she shouldn't bring a korban. Right? Because this is a sin that only God knows. Well, it's a little weird to call it a sin. She didn't exactly sin. But anyway, so we'll get back to that. Amar Rav Hoshaya, lecho chatatam. What was the pasuk? By v'chipera lakodesh mitumo b'nei Yisrael mipisheim. This is in Yom Kippur. Lecho chatatam. It's going to deal with all of your chataim. But lo lechol tum atam, yoledet is not removing, it's not atoning for a sin. What she's doing is removing her tum'ah, basically. Okay. Ula Rabbi Shimon, that fits in with what we've been saying all along, that her chatat is a different type of chatat. It's the whole thing, remember, it's to allow her to eat kodshim, basically. Go back to the mikdash. Because she was tamei, tum'at leida. Ula Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, da'amar, yoledet choteti. What about Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Shita? It's the famous Shita. Okay, you can look in Rashi. He quotes it from Masechet Nida, from Daf Lamed Aleph Amabet. B'shaha she korat leled, while she's in the middle of her birthing, you know, labor pains, nishbat shelo tizakek lebala. She swears she's never going to sleep with her husband again. Right? The assumption is, right? Well, you could say either he got me into this, or really, right, she doesn't want to have children again, and I guess they didn't really have such great means of birth control. I mean, not a guess. I know that. So, you know, she didn't want to get pregnant again, so she says, I'm never going to sleep with my husband. I don't want to go through this again. So, basically, according to him, she is a sinner, and her chatat is coming to lechaper on her chet, right, to atone for her sin. So, theoretically, in the safek case, it's right, it would be exactly like our case, and theoretically, Yom HaKippurim should atone for it. So, ma'ika lememar, what can we say according to him? So, what do we answer? No. Even according, it's a bit of a strange answer, because it doesn't exactly address his question. But what they're basically saying is, even according to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who views her as a chotet, ki kamayte korban lishtaruya b'achila kodeshim hu, v'lo l'kapara matya. It's not coming to atone for her, even if you call her a sinner. Now you have to explain, well, if she's a sinner, and the chatat's not coming to atone, then what is coming to atone? So the Gemara doesn't really address that. I'll get to that in a second. But what he's basically saying is, the purpose of her korban is to allow her to eat kodeshim. Right? It's like we talked about the other day. It's called a machshir. It's not a mechaper. It's a machshir. So it allows her, enables her to eat the korban. So what do we say? So Rashi explains, v'lo l'kapara maite. So where does she get her kapara from? Rashi fills this in with the details. Daha mechaper b'shat leida. Okay, the assumption is what he means is her labor pains atoned for her sin. Even though it's actually, while she was in labor pains, she was sinning, but you have to assume there were some labor pains after that. It's kind of like sinning right before the end of Yom Kippur. You know, there was, so that provided her with atonement and not the korban itself. Okay, again, I think you can explain it simpler in saying the main goal of the korban, right? And that you, or there's a second, there's two goals to the korban. It's both atoning and machshir, right? And matan, and purifying her, which means that Yom Kippur might take care of the kapara element, but it doesn't take care of the tuma element. Okay, next. Oh, and now before we move on, Amar Rav Ashi Afan and Nami Tanini supports this answer by saying, "Haisha sheyeh." We bring the following Mishnah: "Haisha sheyesh aleha chatata of safek." We learned this. "Va'avar aleha Yom Kippurim chayevet lavi lachar Yom Kippurim." Here you have it. Because what's the korban doing? It's allowing her to eat korbanot. Right? It's a matir. It's not a machshir, not a mechaper. Elameata. That was question number one. Now we get to the second question. So from there also, you could say, Safek Mitzorah, Shavar Alav Yom Kippurim, Lo Maite. So Safek Mitzorah, that Yom Kippurim passed, you shouldn't have to bring, is Korban Chatat. De Ha'avar Le Yom Kippurim. And it's Dechet She'em Makir Bo Ela Makomu. Since he's a Safek Mitzorah, only God knows. And therefore, that should Yom Kippurim should be sufficient. I'm a Rabbi Yoshaya. Remember, this is all only Safek cases. We're not talking about Vadai Mitzorah and Vadai, right? Only Safek. I'm a Rabbi Yoshaya. L'cho Chatatam v'lo l'cho Tumatam. Again, the same answer. Okay? That's Chataim, and this is Tum'ah. V'ha, I'm a Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. I'm a Rabbi Yonatan. Should be Yonatan, not Yochanan. Al Shiv'ah Dvarim Nigaim Ba'im. And the siman is Gagag Shashlatz. Okay, there were seven reasons why you get Tzara'at, which means Tzara'at actually comes because you did some sort of a sin, and therefore you need atonement. So what do they answer? Same kind of answer as before. Mitzorah ki maite, lav la kapara maite, ela lishtaruya v'achila kodashimu. Again, the purpose of the korban of the Mitzorah is not for atonement. Again, what would you say there? The sickness, right, having to suffer with the Tzara'at, that provides him with atonement. But the point of the korban is l'achila kodeshim. Or you could answer the other answer I said, which was that it's not the only goal of the korban, is for atonement and also for allowing you to eat kodeshim. And that Yom Kippurim doesn't deal with, and that's why you need that anyway. Third question. Elamata safek nazir. Okay, nazir isn't sure whether he became tamei to a mate or not. Shavar ale avlav Yom Kippurim lo maiti korban. Right, again, we don't know whether he did it or not. It's only God knows. Again, chatat, not tum'ah. Why it doesn't say lechol chatatam is a good question, because that's really the pasuk, chatatam. Right, it should, if you look in the Shita Mekubetzet, he fixes it, that little yud. Chatatam velo lechol tum'atam. It should be the same as before. Okay, and again, the Nazir brings his korban again to take off the tuma of the tumat mate, basically. It's to remove, you know, and to be, what we'll see in a minute, they're going to say, to allow him, enable him to start counting Nizirut of Tahara. He has to purify himself in order, right, because he messed up his Nizirut. He wants to start a new Nizirut. For that, he needs to bring the korban. Ula Rabbi Elazar ben HaKapar de Amar Nazir Chotehu. What about the famous Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben HaKapar, who says, any Nazir is a sinner. Why? Because he shouldn't have had to swear himself off of wine. If he didn't want to drink so much wine, so just don't drink wine. Right? There was, if you remember, we learned Nedarim a long, long time ago. We discussed, a lot of what we discussed is a Nedar a good thing or a bad thing? Right? Tov mishat tidor v'lo tekayem, right? Tov shalot tidor, right? Better never to make a Nedar at all than to make a Nedar and fulfill your Nedar. Right? That's a pasuk from Kohelet. There were different approaches, but Rav Elazar ben HaKapar basically says, people who take Nedarim are sinners. Okay, and particularly a Nazir. So, Ma'ika Lameimar, here he needs, it's for atonement. So again, Nazir Kika Maite Korban Lav Lekapara Maite Ela Lamechal Alein Nizirut Tahara. Okay, it was, the whole reason was not to, there's a bit of a Girsa issue, but again, it's not to atone for him, it's so that he could start counting his Nizirut again. Now, what would be the, how would he get his atonement, according to those who say, well, they must have gotten atonement some other way? So some people say that he grows his hair long, and he, you know, the fact that he looks the way he looks, that already is enough atonement for him, right? It's, to some people, it's torture to walk around with long hair, and, you know, and anyway. Okay, Elameata. So that was the three questions. Those all had the same structure. Now we're going to have two that are a little bit different. And each of these questions is going to end up with three different possible answers. Elameata safek sota. Okay, we have a woman. We're not sure if she's a sota or not. Shavar ala yom kippurim lo tete. So maybe she shouldn't have to bring the minchat kanaot. Daha kiper ala yom kippurim. Dechet she'eino makir bo ela hamakom. Right? It's a chet that only God knows. So first of all, what do you mean? She knows whether she slept with him or not. He knows whether he slept with her or not, right? So what's going on here? So either you could say it's a case where she's not sure who she slept with. Okay, maybe she's not sure if the person she slept with was her husband or not, like the case with the achoto and the, right, you know, maybe that. That's a little bit of a strange answer. Some people say, well, she knows, but he doesn't know. Her husband doesn't know. It's like a sefek klape the husband. It's a little difficult because we're saying this is something only God knows. Some people say, we don't care that she knows because we don't trust her at all. She's the suspect. So the fact what she knows or doesn't know is irrelevant to us. Okay, it's a little difficult, the whole connection here, because really somebody knows. And one of the answers is going to be that the Boel knows, the person who slept with her knows, and that's why it's not. That's going to be one of the answers. So first answer is our classic answer, Amar Rabbi Yeshaya, l'chol chatatam v'l'chol tumatam. Again, it's to remove her from tumah. Well, it's not exactly the same as the tumah of the Metzora and the Yoledet, who really couldn't go into the Mikdash, right? What's the issue with the Sota? The Sota is that she's called in the Torah, they use the Lashon of Im Nitma'ah or Lo Nitma'ah. This is another good proof how the word Tameh doesn't always mean, right? We saw it with Kashrut. Sometimes it means kosher and non-kosher instead of pure and impure, which was always confusing because we talked about Behema Tameh'ah, we were talking about impure animals, and we were also talking about kosher, and it became confusing, right, when they use what term. Here, it's also a different use of it. It's saying, if she really sinned, then we call her impure, okay, like in a negative connotation. Okay, so therefore, since the Torah uses the word tumatam, we could say it's coming for chataim. It doesn't remove from tum'ah, and this is tum'ah. It's not the perfect answer because it really is a chet here. So, Amar Abaye, bo'el makir bo. A different reason is because the person who slept with her knows, so it's not like it's an unknown, only that's known only to Hashem. But the bo'el, the one who sleeps with her knows. Rava Amar, sota kimatia levarer avon katya. The reason why she's bringing this minchat kanaot, right? This is all about the mincha that she brings. The reason why she's bringing it, again, it's not to atone for her. It's to establish, is she guilty or is she innocent? Levarer avon. It's to establish, did she do something or not? That's different. That Yom Kippur can't come and resolve that for us. Yom Kippur can atone. But this isn't coming for atonement purposes. And there we have that's actually probably the strongest answer, although all the answers are, you know, or definitely the last two answers are strong. The first one is a little weak because it's not exactly, I mean, yes, the Torah calls it tumah, but it's really used in lashon of guilty or not guilty. Elameata, last question of this series. Egla Arufa, Shavar Alei Yom HaKippurim. And what did we say? Right? You still have to bring the Egla Arufa, even though it atones for unknown sins. So again, three answers. Amar Abaye, Horeg Makir. There is someone who knows. The murderer knows. So again, it's not something known only to God. Rav Amar Amarcha, V'la'aretz lo yichupar l'adam asher shupachba. Right? Is it l'adam asher? Yeah, shupachba. Ki'im b'dam shufcho. Okay, this is a pasuk about saying that the shvichut damim is quite serious. Okay? And things just, atonement doesn't come easy when somebody spills blood. And therefore, what do they say? That's why Yom Kippur can't come and resolve this. We need a special procedure that the Torah said of Egla Rufa. Okay? We don't take killing people lightly, and Yom Kippur won't resolve that. Third answer, Rav Papa Amar Amar Kra. It says in the Psukim by Egla Rufa, there's a text that you say when you do when you break the neck. They say, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael ki padita. Okay? Redeem the Jewish people, not ki padita, sorry, asher padita. That you redeemed. What do you mean that you redeemed? Who did we redeem? Who did God redeem? Well, what did they say? Ru'uya kaparazo shetekhapero yotzei Mitzrayim. When you do in your time period, right, you're sitting whatever year it is, and you do the tekes of Egla Rufa, you're not only taking care of that one dead person that you found in the road that we don't know who killed, you're going all the way back to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and for all the generations from then until now, because it says La'amasher Padita, and you're resolving any kind of unresolved issues. Well, now, if Yom HaKippurim came and resolved it, then you wouldn't need to say, I'm taking care of all unresolved issues, because Yom Kippur would have taken care of it. So that's your proof that Yom Kippur doesn't take care of it. Okay? Because the pasuk says that, we can learn that it doesn't. It's not exactly an answer as to why, but it's saying it proves that it can't. Okay, now we have a separate question. And from here, we're going to get into issues that, you know, if I were organizing this book, right, often the Gemara is not organized in the way that we nowadays would organize a book, you would have put this at the beginning of the section of Hashem Talui, okay, clearly. So now they're going to say like this, Hashe da'amrat chet she'em makir bo'el ha'makom yom ha'kippurim ha'chaper, e'ma kimityada le'batar yom ha'kippurim, nami lo maite chatat. If you're going to say that yom ha'kippurim atones for any sin that we don't know whether we did or not, and only God knows. Theoretically, if it really provided atonement, what should we say? And this should raise a question on everything we've been talking about until now. When you find out after Yom Kippur that you definitely did it, theoretically, you shouldn't have to bring a chatat at that point because you already received atonement. Now, you know already because we've learned that it doesn't work that way. But they're questioning that. They're saying, why doesn't it work that way? It seems to make a lot of sense. So what do they answer? Amar Rabbi Zera, lo matzit amar. You can't say that. Why? Dechtiv kra yidia gabe chatat vigabe nasi vigabe tzibur. So now we're going to go into a long thing about these psukim, okay? When you says about you bring a korban chatat, it says when are you supposed to bring a korban chatat? When you know that you did something wrong, right? It says yidiah. It says in all the psukim there, right? No dalo, or right, you find out that you did something. So it says it not only by an individual who sins, like our classic chatat, but also, if you remember, there's all these psukim vayikar over there where it discusses what if you're an asi and you sin. What if you're the Sanhedrin and you make a mistake and you teach something wrong and the people go and do what you do? You also bring a chatat, or you bring there, it's a parhel and devar shel tzibur, remember? So each of those cases has different laws, different animals you bring. Okay, I'll already preface this, it'll help you. The individual brings a female, the nasi brings a male animal, and if it's a avodah zarah, then a female, a seirah, if you remember. And the tzibur brings a par, which is a male animal. So there's different kind of animals each of them brings. Okay, but what they're going to say here is that because it says yidiyah in all three cases, and we're going to see that it wasn't necessary to say yidiyah in all three places because you could have theoretically learned one from the other. One of the yidiyot, according to Rabbi Zera, is unnecessary. We'll see, according to Bai, two of them are unnecessary. And because it's unnecessary, we can learn something else. What are we going to learn? That when you have a yidia, even after Yom Kippur, you're still going to have to bring a chatat. Okay, that's the okay. So these are all sin offerings brought by different people. Theoretically, we could have learned one from the other. Okay, we're going to have to go on a long thing of, well, which one could we have learned to the others? This one you couldn't have learned from that. That one you couldn't have learned from that. Two on one. Okay, we're going to go through all that. That's where we're going right now. Until in the end, we're finally going to say, theoretically, we could have had two of them and learned the third one, and therefore one is unnecessary. What is that one coming to teach? It's coming to teach our halacha. That's the whole long thing, but it'll take a little while to get there. Tzrichei. So we need it all. Why? D'i. So now the first they're going to start off by saying, we do need each reference, okay? Even though in the end we're going to say no, but you need each reference. Why? D'i katav kra gabe yachid. Let's say you had it by the individual. Havamina kulam yachid lo atam. We would have said we can't learn the rest of them from yachid. Why? D'i kalamifrach mal yachid shekol korbano nekeva. You only bring a female animal, and that seems to be a kula. It's not so clear why bring a female animal over a male animal is a kula, but it's viewed as a lighter something, and therefore you can't learn the others from there. The fact that that needs yidiyah, it wouldn't necessarily learn the others need yidiyah. Okay? So, or maybe not a kula, maybe it's, you would actually say something different, that it's more like a, okay, so it's viewed as a kula. Again, it's not so clear why it's viewed as a kula, that it has to be, that it's a female animal, although one could say, right, males are always considered more prominent in their world. So, because of that, they say, therefore, maybe this kula that you only, okay, now it's viewed as a little bit of a different, but the way they're viewing this halacha of yidiyah means, only if you know for sure that you did it do you have to bring a chatat. Therefore, maybe that's only true in a kula case. But maybe in the more chumra cases of tzibur and nasi, maybe even with not a full yediyah. Remember, chatat, you only bring when you have a full yediyah, otherwise you bring an asham taloi, right? So maybe, right, it's actually a chumra to say, it's a kula to say, that you would only bring, that only with yidiyah brura do you bring the chatat. Okay? So, again, yachid, what's its kula? Its kula is called korbano nekeva. How about the next one? Nichtov kabe nasi. So let's write yidiyah by nasi. V'nei tehanach mi nasi, and we'll learn everything from nasi. Now, in this case, we have to go in two directions. Yachid mi nasi lo ate. When it comes to, you can't learn yachid from nasi, why not? What does this mean? Well, if you remember, one of the reasons you bring a chatat is, it's the Olevi Ored, if you know testimony and you don't testify. Why is that not relevant to a nasi? A nasi is like a melech, What do we know about a melech? Lo me'id. He's not a king can't testify. So because of that, there's no avera for him of shmiat kol. So that's a kula by nasi. So therefore, you might think, well, if he doesn't bring it for shmiat kol, maybe he doesn't bring it unless there's a yidiyah bura, and then we can learn from there to yachid. Tzibur, now Tzibur doesn't have shmiat kol. That's why we couldn't have said the same thing for Tzibur. What's about Tzibur from nasi? Tzibur min nasi lo. Lo ate. When it can't learn Tzibur from nasi either, why? Dika lemifrach. Sometimes it comes female. So because of that, right, when he has a vodah zara, when he does a vodah zara, and therefore, okay, therefore we can't do that. Next option. So we can't learn them both from yachid, because yachid is only nekeva. We can't learn, is only nekeva. We can't learn them from nasi, because one, it doesn't have shmiat kol, and two, it's sometimes nekeva. Let's try by tzibor then. Vinete yachid v'nasi. We could have learned the other two from there. Mina. Ika lemifrach. Ma l'tzibor shekenen chayavin ela ha'elim davarim shigat ma'aseh. What's the unique about tzibor? What's the tzibor? The tzibor is what we call the par ha'elim davar shel tzibor. What has to happen in order to be chayav? The Sanhedrin has to mistakenly understand the halacha. Okay? They have to make a mistake and think something is mutar when it's really asur. And then the people have to actually do a maaseh. Now that's not true for chaylev, let's say, for example. If I eat chaylev, I'm not chayav only because I thought chaylev was mutar. I could be chayav a korban if I didn't know that what I was eating was chaylev. So you don't need a shigigat, what do they call it? A he'elem davar. You don't need to have ignored this halacha, right? Misunderstood this halacha completely. I could totally understand the halacha, but just not realize that what I was doing was against the halacha, like I didn't know this was chaylev. Okay, so therefore, that's something, it's a kula, right? Since you're only chayav in a very unique case, maybe, also here, just because it says yidiyah, maybe yidiyah is only in that case that, again, you have to have a yidiyah brura that you did it in order to be chayav, and therefore, you couldn't have learned from here to the other cases. Okay, so mechad yidiyah lo ati. So we can't learn from one of the mentions of yidiyah in the pasuk to all the others. But tete chad yediyah mitarte. Maybe we can learn one from two. Maybe if we put two of them together, we could learn the third. So again, they always start, whenever they do these things, they always start with the options they're going to reject. Lo nichtov yediyah gabe yachid. V'tete min nasi v'tzibor. Theoretically, we could learn it from nasi and tzibor. From there to yachid. Why? Why can't we do that? Ika lemifrach. Now you could say, ma l'nasi v'tzibor shekeinan b'shmiat kol. Both the tzibor and the nasi. There's no, right, the tzibor never testifies as a congregate, right? All the people together aren't chayav to testify about something. It's something that relates to an individual. So therefore, they have something that's, right, that's a kula compared to the yachid. Tomar b'yachid sheyeshna b'shmiat kol. Okay, so that didn't work. Second option. Lo nichtov kra yediyah gabei tzibor. V'teitim yediyah diyachid v'nasi. So let's try yachid v'nasi and learn from there to tzibor. Nope. Ikal mifrach, what's unique about the two of those? They both have nikevot, remember? Mali achiv and asi sheken yesh b'korban nikeva. They could be, both of them could potentially be brought, one of them always and one of them sometimes, with a female animal. And therefore, tomar b'tzibor she'en b'korban nikeva. So you could say, no, you wouldn't have learned tzibor from them. Okay. Lo nichtov, we're finally at the answer. Lo nichtov gabe nasi. V'teite miyediya di achiv v'tzibor. Why? Mai parachta. De'imishum, okay, now you have to, there's a bit of a girsa issue. De'enan chayavin ela ha'elem davar. If you want to say by tzibor, well, that has a unique thing, this eno chayav ela ha'elem davar. Yachid yochiach, why? Because it doesn't have that. And as remember, each one is going to neutralize the other. If you say that's unique, well, yachid doesn't have it. So if you're putting the two together, one knocks out the other. V'imishum, and by the yachid, if it's because b'chol korbanon nekeva, tzibor yochiach de'ein b'korbanon nekeva, because they're never brought with a female animal, so that one knocks out, right? The tzibor knocks out that claim. So now, adi l'nidia lo mechayev. So what do you see here? So now what does this teach you? That the idea by the nasi is unnecessary. If it's unnecessary, again, let me just go back to the beginning. The idea was coming to teach you in the pshat of the pasuk that only when you know for sure you did it, that's when you're chayav the chatat. Well, we don't need that in the nasi because we can learn it from the yachid and tzibor because neither of them have anything unique that the other one doesn't have. They both cancel each other out. We're left with Yediyah of Nasi is unnecessary. If so, what is it teaching us? Right? So, lama li dechtiv yediyah gabe nasi, right? So, therefore, again, adi luhu yediyah lo machayev, right? Until, so that so far teaches us, until you have a yediyah, you're not chayav. So, lama li dechtiv yediyah gabe nasi, but by nasi, we don't need to write that. Ime no inyan legufe, if we don't need it for itself, dehat. Because we can learn it from Yachid and Tzibur. So it's coming to teach us this other halacha, which is the halacha we were trying to prove, which is that if you find out after Yom Kippur that you did something definitively, you're still going to have to bring a chatat. It's saying, how do we learn it from there? Because it's an additional yediyah. When you find out you did a chet, even though you already received atonement on Yom Kippur, you still have to bring a chatat, because your atonement on Yom Kippur only covered your suffix. It doesn't cover your vadai. So that's how we learned it out. Very complicated, you know, till we got there. But the basic bottom line is, the word yediyah by nasi is unnecessary. Therefore, we can learn that that teaches us this halacha. Abaye is going to have a bit of a simpler approach, a little more direct. Abaye amar, idelok tiv yediyah gabe nasi miyachiv etzibur lo ate. Actually, I don't agree with you about your drasha. Why? Mishum de'ichel mifrach. You could actually knock out what you said. Mali yachid and tzibur she'ena suyin lishtanot. Yachid and tzibur, no matter what, are always going to bring the same korban. They're always going to be a yachid is always going to be an individual, and the tzibur as a community making a mistake is always going to be a tzibur. But tomar benasi shasoy lishtanot. A nasi is not always a permanent job. Right? You could not end up being a nasi, in which case you're going to go back to being yechid and you're going to end up bringing a different type of korban. So therefore, there's something unique about nasi that's not by the others, in which case you can't learn nasi from yechid and tzibur. So he rejects what Rabbi Zeira said, and now he says, Ela Amar Abaye, he says, I have a different reason. Mehach. Michte mitzvot mitzvot. Yalpe mehadade. Besides that it says yediyah by all of them, in all three cases it says the word mitzvot. So what's he going to say? Mitzvot, mitzvot, mitzvot. Gzera shava. We can learn from one to the other. That automatically makes all, right? You don't need logical arguments at that point. That's a gzera shava. We can learn from one to the other. So therefore, yalfa me'adade, we can learn one from the other. Kevanda yalfa me'adade, lama li dechtiv, shalosh yidiyot, gabe yachiv, gabe nasiv, gabe tzibur. So now, theoretically, right, two out of the three are now going to be unnecessary because you could have learned from the gzera shava. So, ime no inyan legufehem, if we don't need them for themselves, tahagamra lehem mitzvot mitzvot, because we already learned it from the Gzera Shava. Tinei winyan, let's learn it for hecha de mityada lebatar yom kippurim, hu de maite chatat. Okay? So, therefore, it comes to teach you, again, the same halacha, that if you find out after yom kippurim, you still have to bring a chatat. Okay? Now that we've established that, the Gemara asks another question. So, ema, so let's say like this then. Ki mityada lebatar yom kippurim, who de maite chatat? Why? Why would you say that? Why would you say Yom Kippur doesn't, if you did something for sure and you find that you did something for sure, Yom Kippur won't cover you? Why is that? Mishum de Yom Kippurim lava la hadin chet ka'ate. Because Yom Kippurim is a very general day. It kind of comes to cover anything. Anything is anything, but anything, let me say in these words, doesn't cover everything necessarily, right? Or it doesn't cover something particular. It covers globally, but it doesn't cover this specific sin. But now, and this is why I said, but they really should have started with at the beginning of Asham Taloi. Aval Asham Taloi, but theoretically, Asham Taloi, da al hadin chet ka'ate. You ate something. You're not sure. Was it chelev? Was it shuman? Or, right, you have two pieces in front of you. You ate one of them. One was chelev, one was shuman. You don't know which one you ate. You bring an Asham Taloi. Now, that's much stronger than Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim came to cover, will cover that, but cover it very generally. So if I find out I really ate chelev, well, I better bring one. But the Asham Taloi, I brought a korban specifically for that event, not for everything globally. So, Asham Taloi, al hadin chet ka'ate, ema hachinami demechaper. Right? Theoretically, it should have atoned for that sin for eating the chalev. Right? It's a very strange thing. I mean, we talked about it and I kind of established it as fact. But what the Gemara is raising is, even though we discussed it then also, it's very strange. Theoretically, what's happening here? I mess up. Right? I don't know if I messed up or not. I get atonement for it, and then I have to get atonement again? Like, didn't I atone for that? Why am I getting another atonement for it? When it's Yom Kippur, you could say, fine, Yom Kippur was very general. But this, I brought it for this chet. So, what are the answer? Dechi mityada lebatar dekamayte asham taloi. Sorry, this is still asking the question. So, when I find out after I already brought my asham taloi, theoretically, lo maite chatat. I shouldn't have to bring a chatat. So Amar Rava. Rava answers, what's the reason? He's going to bring it from a proof of a pasuk. Amar kra o hodai lav mikol makom. He basically says, yedia, right? Any kind of yedia is mechayev you a korban chatat. It doesn't matter what you did before. You still need to bring your own korban chatat. And what you'd have to say really is that there's different types of atonement. There's atonement for a safek and there's atonement for a vaday, and it's not the same type of atonement. And that's why you're not fully atoned for. Okay, so then we're gonna discuss this a little bit. So hashadamart kimit yadale maite chatat asham tolu lama ba. Right? So fine. If you're eventually gonna bring a chatat, if you definitely did it, so then what's the point of bringing asham tolu? What's it gonna do for you, right? What's the purpose? So Amar Rabbi Zeira, she'im mate below avon. He says, good answer. He says, look, if you find out, great. But theoretically, you might never find out. If you never find out, well, you might die with that sin on your head. We don't want you to die with that sin on your head. So Matkevla Rava, Rava says, oh, that's not really such a good claim, because mate mitam imareket. There's a concept in Judaism that death atones for all your sins. The act of death itself provides you with atonement, right? That's what we do vidoy before we die, and so the death actually atones for you. So we're not worried that you might die with the sin on your head, because if you die with the sin on your head, in death, the sin will be atoned for. So El Amarava, and this is something we already saw, Lahagen Alav Mine Yisurin. We're worried that if you have a sin on your head, even though you don't know that you did it or not, you might get punished for it. God might bring you Yisurin, suffering, and we want to avoid those Yisurin that will happen in your lifetime, and that's why you bring the Asham Taloi, to protect from the Yisurin, and that explains it really. The Asham Taloi is only enough to protect from Yisurin, but it's not enough to provide full atonement when you know you actually did it. And because it says, Oho Dailav, no matter how you find out, right, you find out, you have to do it, even no matter what you did beforehand. Okay. Chatat ha'of habal safek. Now we're back to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, if you have a chatat ha'of that comes on a safek, meaning you have a yoledet, she's not sure if, right, she had a miscarriage. She's not sure at what stage or whether, right, what she was mapil was a vlad or not. So we said there, just want to find the words exactly. Chatara of habalas, I think it's the last line of the Mishnah, on Kaf Hamud Aleph. Im mishenim leka noda, if after she did the malika, she finds out that she, well, now, we don't know what she finds out, and that's going to be the question here. Does she find out that she definitely had a baby, or did she find out that she definitely didn't have a baby? Okay, so we don't know yet. It says tikaver, the animal gets buried. Now, one would assume that it means she didn't have a baby, because if she did have a baby, what did we say? The chatat becomes the chatat yoledet instead. So, but we're going to start off and kind of say not chatat of habala safek amarav vichiper. Okay, and it provides her with atonement, which sounds like, right, that it works for her. What Rav's saying is, and this is effective for her korban yoledet, which sounds like she found out she actually did it. So then the Gemara has questions. It says, "Ihachi amaiti kaber." Well, then why do you bury it if it's her korban chatat? What happens generally with the korban chatat? The kohanim eat it. Remember, we said in this case, when it's sefek, the kohanim can't eat it because we're not sure if it's really chulin that we're ba'azara or not, and therefore kohanim can't eat it, nobody can eat it. But theoretically, if it actually came and atoned for her, right, and it was her chatat, then, right, kipper is a bit of a strange lashon, because we already said she doesn't need kapara, she needs tahara, but okay. But in any case, the tikaver doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara tries to answer this until they're going to eventually reject it, but right now they're going to try to answer it. Lefisha ena mishtameret. Maybe tikaver, because since it was brought on sefek and they knew they weren't going to be eating the meat, maybe they weren't careful about it and it became tameh. When you bring a korban, you have to be careful to make sure it stays tahor. So then they say, wait a minute. Eimat lo mishtameret. At what point would we be worried that nobody was watching it? Imeikar, if from the beginning when they designated the animal, chayahavya, it's alive. And remember, animals that are alive never become tameh. And ilava self, kamanterle, but kamanaterle. If it's later on in the process, meaning after the malika, well, immediately after the malika, they did the blood and then they were done. And at that point, it's kudshim and they for sure would be careful about it. So it doesn't make any sense that we'd be worried that they weren't careful about this. Ella, therefore, they reject this understanding of Rav that said b'chiper, and we assumed it meant that she did it for sure, that she actually had a baby. Ella manitim b'nodala delo yalda. The Mishnah must be that she found out she didn't have a baby. Ubedinhu demuteret b'hana'a. And then, theoretically, this should be mutar b'hana'a. Umayti kaver midarabanan. But what's the issue? In other words, what happened here? If, right, the Mishnah was talking about a case after they did the Malika, so now, theoretically, since she didn't really need to bring it, everything should be fine, but they don't allow it. They make us bury the animal because we're worried that people will see and think that it was a suffix situation, and that any suffix, and that they won't know that it was a suffix that became determined that it for sure wasn't anything. They might think that any suffix, you can use the animal, and therefore they bury it, and they say it's Asur B'Hana'ah from a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. Then, what about this statement of Rav, V'Chiper? So now we're going to just say, oh, by the way, the fact that Rav said V'Chiper, he wasn't talking about our Mishnah, okay? Which makes sense, because V'Chiper would make no sense if she actually didn't even have the baby. V'Chi Itmar de Rav, what his statement was said about was about a different statement. Alisha Shevia Chatata Of B'Safek. Okay, it's about the following. It was a woman who brought a Chatata Of B'Safek. Im Ad Shalom Nim Laka Nodala Sheyalda Vadai. Okay, if it was before the Malika, she finds out that she definitely had a baby, then it becomes a vadai. Shemimin shevia al hoda mevia al hoda, because it's the same chatad, it's the same bird, it's all the same. It's like we saw with the asham before, asham teloi that you bring on an asham meila, right? It's the same. So if you find out in the beginning of the process, we just turn it into a real chatad, and then they do the Malika l'shem chatad vadai. Im mishenim lekan hoda sheyalda. If you already did the Malika and they killed the bird, then Amar Rav, what does Rav say? Mazeh dama u'motzah dama. Those are the processes you do with the chatat of. You sprinkle the blood and then you smear it on the wall, if you're a member of the Mizbeach. V'kipra, and then that provides her with atonement. U'muter b'achila, and then you can actually eat the meat. Okay? And that's where he said v'chiper. Okay? It was a case where it was the opposite case of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was, she finds out it wasn't a chatat. And that Rav didn't have any statement. And as she finds out, she didn't need to bring a chatat. It wasn't actually a vlad. In this case, that she finds out it's a vlad, then, right, even when she did the malika, we can continue the process and she can then eat it because basically we turn it into her chatat bada. Rabbi Yochanan amar asura ba'achila. Now we have a different opinion. Rabbi Yochanan says it's forbidden for her to eat this meat, for the kohanim to eat the meat. Right? It's not for her, but it's for the Kohanim, Gzera Shema Yomru, Chatata Of HaBaal Safek Ne'echelet. We're still worried people are going to think that this was a Chatata Of HaBaal Safek. And they're going to think, people will think that you can eat a Chatata Of HaBaal Safek. And therefore, we don't allow it to be eaten. So we have two approaches here. Okay, we started off with the case of Safek that turned out to be not anything, which in the end, right, in that case, I just want to check one thing. I think I might have not said something correctly. No, it's actually the same in both. In other words, in both cases, both when it was a suffix that turned into a nothing and a suffix that turned into a yes, vadai, both cases we're worried that people will still think it's a suffix and they'll see that we're eating it and they'll think that it's okay to eat. Okay, so we're basically saying, since this was originally called suffix, gzera derabanan, we're going to say it's asher to eat. So again, in the case where she finds out it was definitely a chatat and she was supposed to bring a chatat, Rav says it's mutar and Rabbi Yochanan says it's asur. So now we're going to say Tane Levi Kavate to Rav. Levi brought a brayta to support Rav. Chatata of habala safek imishim nimlekan nodashi alda vadai mazed dama umotzad dama vikipra muteret b'achila. Okay, that's exactly Rav. And Tani Kavate to Rabbi Yochanan. Chatata of habala safek iman shelo nimlekan nodala shelo yalda teitzei lechulin oti macher lechaverta. And right. So what happens here? If we're going to have a bunch of cases here. So chatata of that comes from safek. If before the Malika, it turns out she didn't have a baby, so it just goes to Chulin, or she could sell it. She could do anything she wants with it. It's nothing. Im ad shelonim laka, if it's before the Malika, no dala sheyalda vadai, she finds out she definitely did do something wrong, te'aseh vadai, shemimin shemivya alohoda, mivya alohoda, right? Those were two maslulim. And now, im ishenim laka, if after the Malika, no dala sheyalda, asura afilu bahana'a, sha'ala safek ba mitchila, this is exactly what we said about the Egla Rufa. That what? She brought it misafek. The procedure was done, and then she found out, well, it doesn't matter. She brought it mishum safek. So we finished the talich, and at this point, it's still asur hana'ah like it was from the beginning. We don't remove the isur hana'ah, and that matches Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Okay, we'll end here today. We'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.